USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Arkansas is set to become the latest state to lift its mask mandate. Plans to lift it at the end of the month. As many other areas of the country are seeing an uptick in new infections, Arkansas has seen its test positivity rate fall below 10% and hospitalizations drop under 200. Governor Asa Hutchinson says that he set goals in order for the mandate to be lifted and tells CNN that he believes those will be met at the end of the month.
I anticipate that we will lift the mask mandate. I set a goal that if we have low hospitalizations, if we continue to reduce our cases, positivity rate is low, then we could lift the mask mandate. And so I set some goals and we're making those goals. So I expect that to be lifted. It's not going to take away from the seriousness of the virus and that we've got to continue to pay attention.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Former President Donald Trump is getting ready to make a big splash in social media.
Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does, but it will be his own platform.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a potentially hazardous asteroid made a quick flyby of the Earth on Sunday. The object, an asteroid called 2001 FO32, sped by the planet at about 77,000 miles per hour at a distance of 1.23 million miles. NASA had said that there was no chance the object would be close enough to collide with the Earth, saying they've been able to track the orbit of the asteroid accurately since it was discovered 20 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Some Senate Democrats say the next big legislative push from the Biden administration should be a large infrastructure package, but some Republicans are already wary of any possible legislation. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton told Fox News that he believes any infrastructure bill will be an excuse to push through more unrelated measures.
We have infrastructure needs in Arkansas like every state does, but I suspect, based on what I've heard from my Democratic friends in the Senate, that this bill is not going to be geared towards those needs. It's going to be geared towards big tax increases and implementing something like the Green New Deal.
Representative David Price disagrees. The North Carolina Democrat tells Fox News that he believes there will be a serious attempt at investing in the country's infrastructure.
It's true, both sides have been talking infrastructure for a long time, and I choose to see the positive side of that. Let's assume everybody means it, that they understand that even without the pandemic, we would be needing to big time invest in this country's transportation, in this country's broadband, in our housing needs. Mm-hmm. By transportation, I mean all modes of transportation. And it's just way, way, way overdue. And as we speak, talks are going on as to what this should look like, what the dimensions of it should be. I'm the transportation and housing chairman. Yes. On the appropriations side in the House, and we have moved pretty far along toward figuring out what this should look like.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.